The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, away we go here on a Thursday. It is October the 10th, 2019, and we are loaded once again tonight in the world of sports with plenty of drama here. Yet another Game 5 in Major League Baseball. Hell, we even got championship games in the WNBA going on, not to mention NHL, not to mention college football, the NFL. Well, college, it's the giant. Yeah, it's kind of like college football. At least that's what it's going to look like. So plenty going on here tonight. But I do want to say this. If you're just waking up here this morning and you went to bed thinking, of course, that the Dodgers had that game in hand last night and it was 3-1 and you're like, no, let me go to bed. Let me go to sleep. Got to work tomorrow. All will be fine. And if you're waking up and going, oh, my Lord, what in the hell happened? Like, what is going on? Well, this is what happened last night.
This is deep to center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick with a 10th inning grand slam to break it open.
Wow.
It is 7-3. The former Dodger breaking hearts in Los Angeles.
It's funny to hear Ernie and his partner there. Neither of them could believe what they were witnessing. It was a miracle to be able to get to extra innings to begin with if you're Nats, considering you lost. You did not play well. You were dominated through seven innings. And then, of course, everything started to go really wrong for the Dodgers beginning in the eighth inning. But I will say this. Next time somebody tells you, oh, baseball sucks. It's so boring. Oh, it's so terrible. I don't know how anybody watches. Okay. I would like you to point them to exactly what happened yesterday with two game fives. And oh, yeah, tell them to get off their ass and watch tonight yet another game five in a situation where yet another massive underdog has a 50-50 shot of actually winning the game here. So I do not want to hear about baseball being boring. I do not want to hear about, oh, you do nothing but favorites. Yeah, no. A lot of money exchanged hands yesterday, Dane, between the sports books and sports investors. But more money to those that backed the Washington Nationals like yourself in a series. Congratulations. Good call.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates. Let's cock a doodle do it. I mean, Joe, I was almost one of those people. I was like, oh, I got to get up early. They got Kershaw on the mound. What, Kershaw needs to get six outs? No problem. I'm good to go. But unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, because I was older than that.
I was going to say, no, fortunately,
so,
yes.
I mean, unfortunately for my REM sleep, but, you know, yes. Unfortunately for my bank account, it's all good. Listen, and I mean, we talked about this. These are the two guys also on Washington. Rendon is an MVP candidate. We think Soto is, you know, just as good as Ronald Acuna, who's getting all the pub, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah. That's how it went down. And listen, Kershaw had these kind of questions about him years ago, right? And the playoff ghosts kind of came back. I got to tell you, honestly, it's everything we talked about, though. You know, like, look, the Washington Nationals bullpen gets the job done, you know, four scoreless innings towards the end. And it was, in fact, the ghost for Kershaw. But, Joe, I got to ask you something. You said show non-baseball fans or baseball haters both of these games. I don't know that both of these games would have been exciting and holding people's attention, because that first one, I wanted to turn off after, like, before two outs.
Well, it's interesting, man. I should have clarified that. If you had a bet on that game, either way.
Well, no, Joe, because remember, I was on first five under.
No,
I was on first five under. Remember that?
Yeah, no. But either way, here's the way you got to look at it. Glass always got to be half full. Even if you had the under or Atlanta, think of it this way. You didn't have to waste any more of your life's time worrying about what was going to happen in that game. It was over before Flaherty even took the mound. So think about, A, how much time you saved not sweating the game if you lost. And if you won, think about how great your day was from that point on, going, I don't even have to watch the bottom of the first inning. I can get the hell out of here. So that provides you an opportunity to be like, this is all right here. Now, I didn't have to wait. Everyone says baseball's too long. Well, you didn't have to waste an awful lot of time watching that game, Dane, did you? No, it was over top of the first inning. And then, of course, the nightcap. Does it get any better than extra innings in a do-or-die game five?
In a deciding game, yeah.
You know, with a monster underdog. And yet here we go again tonight. And I'm wondering, and we'll talk about this coming up this hour here, Dane. Recency bias is going to creep in, I think, here to this, because people are going to remember what happened with the underdog Nationals. And I do think you are probably going to see a little bit of public money look at this tonight and go, well, hell, if the Nats did it, I'm sure the Tampa Bay Rays can do it, right? Why do I want to miss out on plus money when underdogs are winning? I assure you. The recency bias because of that game and outcome last night is going to creep in, and it's going to benefit the Tampa Bay Rays line before first pitch here tonight.
Well, the Tampa Bay line right now is plus 245. Cole and the Astros are minus 290. I know you think you used to say that was going to get to three bills, but it sounds like you think there may be some buyback on the Tampa side right now. You mentioned also, Joe, I got a question for you, and it's going to sound silly on its face. But I'm serious about this question. You mentioned it was over before, like, there were two outs in the top of the first, right? If you're St. Louis and you're up 10-0 in the first inning, and you got what you think will be game one of an NLCS on Saturday, why in the hell did Flaherty pitch six innings yesterday? That's my question. And to be quite honest, it was 10-0 before he ever got on the mound. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm being a little extreme, but would you have ever made a decision, you know what, forget this, let's save Flaherty, let's go to a bullpen game? You're up 10-0.
And I don't even think it's not – you send him out for the first inning, right? Maybe in the second inning. You limit him to 30 pitches, and it's
Make
a bullpen day. And
Make it's him a
bullpen
day.
Yeah, it's a bullpen day, and then you sit his ass down. You got him either for game one or two. Now, you're right. The earliest they're going to have him is for game three in this upcoming series. We'll break that down. We'll talk about that.
14-0 after three, Joe.
The great managerial moves by Dave Roberts again last night in that game. We'll bust it all down for you. Take a look at tonight's matchups as well.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
My tank was, and I knew that I hadn't emptied it yet. And he said, "You're done." And I was like, I just kind of walked. I was like, "I'm good. Like, I know where my, I knew where the tank was at, and I knew it wasn't on empty yet. And I knew I still had at least another one in."
Of course, you know, why not? You're a rookie pitcher. Why shouldn't you be able to call the shots in Major League Baseball? That being Jack Flaherty telling us that, they wanted to take me out of the game, and I was like, "No way, man. My tank is still good," but. Yeah, that's what managers are there for. They're there to save the players from themselves and to give them an opportunity, you know, to be utilized moving forward in what is going to be a National League Championship Series, not between Atlanta and the Dodgers, but rather the St. Louis Cardinals now and the Washington Nationals, two teams that some people had, they took some flyers on there, certainly in the series prices there. It shouldn't be as shocking, I think, to some people due to the fact that we've been saying for a long time that the Nationals frontline starters, you know, they match up well against the Dodgers frontline starters, and it should be a good series. And why not at plus 250, 260, whatever it was there that you got? Why not? And the Cardinals, we said, listen, these two teams, they're built differently. The Cardinals have done it well, but honestly, who was hotter down the stretch than the Cardinals winning games left and right, including a ton of games in Atlanta when it was all said and done this year? So not a crazy, crazy surprise, but that's what makes October baseball from a betting standpoint, Dane, so unique and profitable if you guys know what you're looking for, because once October and the postseason comes, the influx of new money. Money from people who didn't bet baseball all year long. Money from people who, don't bet on a regular basis, but because it's the playoffs, they drop a couple of bucks here or there. And then what we end up getting is favorites, crazy favorites, like the Dodgers were or like the Astros are tonight. And that's where the value comes in from a betting standpoint, because of how it doesn't make a difference that the Nationals had three great starting pitchers or that we all thought the Nationals would match up well. What mattered was it's the damn Dodgers. It's Clayton Kershaw. It's, you know, World Series. It's the Dodgers. It's the Houston Astros. But okay, but that's where the value comes in October baseball, Dane, from a betting point of view. I don't know we're going to have that, though, now with the National League Division Series. I'm looking forward to seeing what the look-ahead lines are for the Nationals and the Cardinals now that the Dodgers and Atlanta are out.
Yeah, as soon as the Blue Bloods go out, right? You know, remember, there used to be those bets like, will the big three win the World Series? Well, we've got a chance that only one will be left standing after one round of the playoffs. You know, it could be just the Yankees who are there sitting waiting to know, are they going to host a game on Saturday or do they still need to get on a plane to Houston? Well, that question will be answered tonight. But you're absolutely right. And you know what I find interesting, Joe, is now look at the NL pennant odds. The Nationals are now favored over the Cardinals. Okay. Nats are now -130. The Cards are -105. So I was wondering to see, because you're right, the Dodgers were the public team in the National League. Who inherits that mantle? You know what I mean? Because this is technically the three seed versus the four seed left in the NL. You know, the Cardinals will have home field advantage in the NLCS, something that they probably were not expecting, right? So that's another interesting piece here. And the Nationals are at -130. The Cards are at -105, despite the fact that technically, again, the Cards are the higher seed with home field advantage. It looks like the public is now swaying over to what we've been saying the entire time about this starting rotation of the Washington Nationals.
So the game starts, the next series there, it opens up in St. Louis. What is that, on Friday? Or that's on Saturday, that game?
Friday. NLCS game one is Friday, and St. Louis is now the home field advantage as a division winner, because remember, Washington was in fact the wild card winner.
That's correct. Yep.
And then game one of the ALCS will be Saturday evening in New York if it's against Tampa, but in Houston if the Astros win tonight.
All right. So there you have it. And again, keep in mind, game five tonight, Astros Tampa, going to be an awful lot of fun. There's nothing like do or die baseball. Rob Manfred and company. In New York at the headquarters of Major League Baseball. Just have to be ecstatic. Great stuff last night.
Here's something interesting, Joe. The AL pennant right now.
Right.
You can get the Astros now at plus money.
Because of the fact
that they're not through the series yet. Okay?
Right.
So right now, the AL pennant, the Astros are still the favorite, but it's +105. Then the Yankees +120 and Tampa at 7-1. But I find it interesting that right now, this is the first time you're going to get the Astros at even money to win the AL pennant because they still have to get through tonight. So if you're a big believer in them, this is the best kind of value you're going to get on the Astros.
Well, I think the biggest believer of the Astros, good old Mattress Mac, has already doubled up now, and he's gone ahead and dropped $500,000 on the Astros going into tonight's game. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens. Yep, he is not messing around. He took another $504,000 and put it on the Astros to win just the game tonight. He put $500,000 to put on to win $200,000 on the Astros to win tonight's game. So he is not. He is not hedging. He is not backing down. He is
because that would be the
up.
Hedge. Just bet Tampa today at +245.
Yeah, you could.
That's a legit
you've
hedge.
Got your money. Exactly. You've got your situation there. But no, he's going the other way. He's already got over $5 million, guys, in wages on the Astros to win the World Series, which will net him around $11 million or so. So the fact that he's not hedging. The fact that he is just I gotta love the guy's dedication. You gotta love the guy's belief. And listen, he does have the best pitcher in Major League Baseball on the mound. A guy that struck out 15 Tampa Bay Rays when he saw him the first time in game two. And over 300 strikeouts on the year. Exactly correct. So,
and he's on normal rest today, right?
And he's on normal rest. It's lining up. It's not. If we didn't know about the $5 million. In bets, we would probably look at this and be like, okay, 504. Yeah, of course. You know, why not? It makes sense. But the fact that he's got that much money tied up just goes to prove, guys, hey, he's a believer, man. You got to love guys with convictions. You kind of need to have that kind of conviction as a whale, as a shark. Like, you've got to believe. You can't be afraid. You just got to go. Don't second guess. Just go, because hell, what's the worst that can happen? You're already going to lose all of that, right? What are you going to lose? $5 million, $6 million? So go ahead. What's another $500,000? It's like chump change to the rest of us.
Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah, I wish we had those kinds of problems.
I'm saying, right?
Because then we could go ahead.
You think to build a mattress empire, you have to be already kind of like a risk taker.
Strong. We had that kind of money. We would go ahead and lay the 17 points tonight on the New York Giants, and we on the New England Patriots. We wouldn't even worry about it if we had that kind of money. But yeah, no, he's got that kind of money, and he has gone ahead and will do it. But keep an eye on that game. 8 o'clock start tonight. What time is that? Is that the 7 or 8 o'clock? Oh, it is. So it's even a little earlier there in Houston. All right, so 7:07 is the first pitch. So plenty of time for you guys to be able to get your bets in. But I do think we're going to see some line movement now after the results of the big underdog, that being the Nationals, moving forward. And some questionable decisions around the horn in both of those games. Obviously not nearly as detrimental with what happened with St. Louis keeping their starter in there when the game was clearly going to be won by them in the top of the first inning. But Dave Roberts, listen, Dave, I love you, man. You've been very successful. The Dodgers organization loves you, former player, all that good stuff. But at some point, you've got to look yourself in the mirror and go, you know, your loyalty to guys like, you know, Kershaw, who one of the greatest all-time regular season pitchers we've ever seen. He's one of the biggest non-great pitchers in a postseason atmosphere that we've seen. And we'll break it down for you. Why let him come back out for the eighth inning? Why risk it going up righty versus lefty and then lefty-lefty? There's a lot of questions to be answered. We'll talk about them coming up. Let's make it rain.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it might be time for you to get in the game. How? Well, with a DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show right now, you guys can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. Now, here's how it works. You go ahead, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. You go ahead, make a deposit, and then just place your first bet. DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, this offer is eligible for all users. Plus, new users, you guys can get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That is sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details.
Rendon in the air to left. Taylor goes back to the wall, and it's gone. Anthony Rendon, a leadoff homer in the eighth, and it is a one-run game. In the air to deep right center field, and there she goes. We are tied.
Two pitches, two bombs, game tied last night. Unbelievable as the Washington Nationals storm back to score, nine unanswered runs, like stupid amount of runs there. Two there, four, six unanswered runs. For some reason, Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, I don't think analytics played a role. I think his gut played a role, Dane. And it's so funny because we mock Major League Baseball so many times for managers not following their gut and going with the analytics. But it's so funny because I think this time Dave Roberts opting to leave Clayton Kershaw in the game to start that eighth inning against a right-handed Anthony Rendon and then a left-handed Juan Soto was ultimately fatal in this trek of theirs and that loss last night. They brought him into the seventh to pitch to Eaton, and he struck him out on three pitches, right? Got him out of the inning, struck him out on three pitches. And now you start the eighth inning. You got Kenley Jansen. You got other options in the bullpen for a righty-righty setup. Now, how many times have we talked about it, Dane? The Nationals are not great against righties, but they're 285 against lefties, including the dude who's got 34 home runs on the year, hit just as many against lefties than he did righties, that being Juan Soto. So you trot Kershaw out there to start the eighth, a lefty going up against a righty. Now, any analytics I know would say, yeah, get his ass out of there. Go ahead and bring in, the guy who is usually used to pitching in the eighth, ninth inning. Bring in Jansen. You had other Joe Kelly. You could have brought in a whole lot of dudes to go righty against their best hitter. But they left Kershaw out, Dane. And I got to believe it's not because the analytics told him to. It's because of this, I don't know, deep down inside loyalty or, trying to maybe redeem Kershaw in some way. I don't know what it was. There's no explanation for it as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. I see it differently, Joe. I think there is an explanation for it. And the explanation for it is I've got Clayton Kershaw out there on the mound with a 2-run lead. I'm keeping him there. If I'm going down, I'm going down with my best. Yesterday morning, Joe, and I know, listen, the lefty-lefty matchup, I understand what you're saying. But also yesterday morning in this very spot, Joe, we were like, it's going to be Buehler and then Kershaw and then that's it. And we were talking about, we don't trust that bullpen. We've said it for months, Joe. And I kind of feel like this one is a second guessing, a hindsight being 2020, because we all said yesterday, listen, we don't trust that bullpen. We're going to go Buehler to Kershaw, and that's it. We did it for every single matchup, like who's coming out of the pen. And we were saying it's not relievers that we like, it's starters. So, yes, he did wind up giving the back-to-back homers. He did get the out in the eighth, in the seventh, and look good. And, for the meat of that order, could Dave Roberts gone matchup instead? Yeah, he could have. But I kind of feel like that's more of a second guessing of him. I tell you, listen, you beat Kershaw on the mound. I have to tip my cap on some level. I think that's a little bit of second guessing, Joe.
Well, but again, leaving him in because I have Clayton Kershaw on the mound is not an analytics-based decision.
You're right.
Your entire season was based on analytics, and yet when you get into the most important decision, and by the way, we all know you're not getting Clayton Kershaw regular season in an August Tuesday night against the Padres. You are getting the Clayton Kershaw of postseason history that tells us terrible spot, not a good situation. Not to mention Clayton Kershaw is in his middle 30s. He's better in the later parts of the game when he is pitching. He is. We already seen how many times does he have to give up two runs, three runs in the first or second inning. He is not a guy that comes out of the bullpen. He's never asked to come out of the bullpen and try to figure it out and get to the third or fourth inning with a lead. That's not what he does. And the analytics, I am fairly certain you open up the analytics, it tells you exactly that. And if he left him in there simply because of the whole, oh, it's Clayton Kershaw, that's not second guessing. That's just flat out wrong decision by Dave Roberts, period. It's got nothing to do with anything other than his some sort of ridiculous idea that Clayton Kershaw is the greatest. Well, not in that situation. And I'm fairly certain the numbers dictated that.
Yeah, but but we didn't say that yesterday morning. You know, we didn't say, oh, but Kershaw is really a starter.
Well, but
and
you don't know
mid-30s.
The situation yesterday morning. Having Kershaw available and simply blindly bringing him in because he's available are two different things, two totally different things.
So what would you have done, Joe? How would you have started the eighth?
I would not have started it with Kershaw. I would have brought in either Joe Kelly or I would have brought in Kenley Jansen, guys that are used to coming in the eighth or ninth inning in that spot, and get Rendon out, period. I also know Soto doesn't hit nearly as good against, Rendon doesn't hit nearly as good against righties as he does lefties. He's the best hitter in that lineup. He has been for the entire playoff series. Why are you going to allow a left-handed pitcher, which he's owned, why are you going to allow him to come out for yet another inning?
Because he's one of the best pitchers of our generation.
But he's
Joe.
Not in the postseason. That's the point. You can't just
I know,
blindly
we've said that.
Say
right.
he's
we've,
the greatest pitcher
that.
Ever. No, he's not.
Yes, this is a little. I think it's a lot easier to look back at the results and say that. Like there's no way we first guessing being like, let's go to Joe Kelly instead of Clayton Kershaw.
He said it on the broadcast even before he hit. Why would you bring him out in a situation there that made absolute every analytic in the world says don't let the lefty pitch to the right-handed pitcher. I don't care if it's. I don't care if it's Bumgarner. I don't care if it's Kershaw. It's not the right setup. That entire team, you won 106 games based on analytics. And now comes in game five, an elimination. You decide to go with your gut. You don't have a problem with that?
No, I actually don't when the name is Clayton Kershaw on the other side, Joe. So let's spin it forward. Let's spin it forward today. All right. Mm-hmm. Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole is humming along, right? He goes through five or five and a half, and they're doing a great job, but, you know, he threw 107 pitches to get there, right?
Right.
You're telling me that you don't want to go to, you know, a guy like Greinke. Or if you're Tampa Bay and you have Glasnow, it's not, you know, Snell and Morton that's coming out. Like, that's what we said yesterday. So we're not going to do that now?
Well, if you're going to use the theory that, well, it's Greinke or it's and you're going to completely ignore the fact that, yeah, Greinke or Kershaw in this situation, not great in the playoffs in this spot, has proven it. So why risk that? Because you're not getting Clayton Kershaw in a July afternoon. You're getting playoff Kershaw, who, quite honestly, is terrible. I mean, absolutely terrible. And you set him up to me. I think Dave Roberts set him up to fail, not giving him the proper matchup and not giving him, putting him in a spot where Kershaw could excel. It's not where he excels. You put him in a spot to fail, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe, but, like, aren't there some players that transcend the matchup like we talk about in football, right? Like, uh-oh, this is a tough defense they're going with, but it's Aaron freaking Rodgers, so it'll be okay. You know, I hear you with the matchup and the data and what the analytics say.
Yeah, if it's Rivera, yes. If it's Andy Pettit, yes, because these guys have been there. They have a proven track record of doing it. He is the complete opposite of that. He is the guy that blows it in that spot. He has, over the last 10 years, he's been the worst guy in that spot.
Yeah, I hear you. I just think having access to the actual results is what makes it a lot easier for you to say it with so much conviction, especially based on what we said 24 hours ago in this same exact question.
Well, you know, it's the same situation. Why let Flaherty pitch six innings when you already had the game in line, right? I mean, that's not second guessing. We were saying that during the game. Like, what are you doing? Like, take his ass out of the game and pitch him. It's not second. I mean, Atlanta could have came back, scored 9 runs, and we'd been like, yeah, but that's a bad decision, I think. Whether they won or the outcome, no matter what it was, doesn't make it a right decision just because it didn't work out or just because it did work out. It's a bad call.
All right. I mean, I think it's a little, I think it is a little like second guessing to say that the Kershaw, I don't fault him for going to Kershaw. I don't fault him for keeping Kershaw in. Yes, he gave up back-to-back jacks. Like that's what happened to two very good players, right? A potential MVP candidate and a potential ascending face of the game young star. But like, I just can't get on him for keeping Clayton Kershaw in. Like, and we talked about it. We talked about it with Strasburg yesterday, and the idea of who's the bullpen that we would go to, right? And it couldn't be Scherzer. We were talking about Anibal Sanchez being the next man in. But one of the things we also said was maybe Strasburg at pitch 100 is still your best option. I think on all things on its face, Clayton Kershaw is still always your best option.
Well, if that's the case, Dodger fans, I wouldn't expect to get very far in the playoffs if that is your best option to actually win a playoff game, because he's let you down more times than I can imagine. We'll take a look at the numbers historically.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So a big shout out to Bryce Harper here this morning, who I am sure is celebrating for his former teammates there, having a tip of the cap to those that were able to finally do what he was never able to do in his time there, which was advance in a playoff series. They did it. Now they have the opportunity to take down the Cardinals in advance to a milestone that he was never able to be a part of, and that is advancing to the World Series. But I will say this on what happened last night and moving forward, I do think the new rule changes in Major League Baseball is going to make this very interesting moving forward and that situation last night because of the fact that you have to now, and if I'm understanding, what is it? Pitchers, when you bring them in, will have to face at least three hitters? Is that what it is?
I don't know if they've approved that formally. That was one of the things, like, for example, they were testing out in the independent league along with the robot umps and stealing first base. I know that that was out there. I don't know if that's been formally approved or implemented.
Well, Bona, you guys in the pit, see if you can. I think it was passed. I think that's set to start. And if it is, that situation last night probably doesn't happen, Dane.
Right.
Because they probably don't bring Kershaw out for that eighth inning.
Right. Or no, well, they would have to, Joe, because they brought him out for the last out of the seventh. So he would have to face
two
more batters.
Well, I think it's per inning. I think it's per inning. Not.
Well,
yeah,
let's get clarification on the actual rule.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're right. What this is, remember, this is a pace of play thing, Joe, right?
Right.
And what they just didn't want were, you know, 18 mound visits and having a, you know,
right.
face basically they don't want the Tampa Bay Rays happening. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes.
But yes, I think, Joe, I think like they did implement, say, like, you know, the pitch clock or the idea of the, you know, some of them, but that not, I think they were still debating and testing. I don't know if that because the Players Association would be pissed off for that because this would then lose the job of like the lefty specialist. They would go right. far away. I think the union had some issues with that, and so it was still in conversation. But the guys at the pit will go ahead and check that out because I know it's on the table. I don't think it's been formally passed yet. But you're right. It would change the game.
That's a game changer. Yeah, that's a game changer because that forces you to make a different decision in those types of things and almost kind of saves you from yourself because you have to be – you know, it's interesting because now looking at how that happened and how that played out, it's a whole nother layer to the game, and, it, you know, it's a champ. It's a little bit more like what it used to be because, listen, it used to be in the days where a guy, you got a pitcher, went seven, eight, you brought in a guy for the eighth and ninth. That was it. That's what the closer is. It's almost going to go back to those days where you got to have guys that can't just get three. Like, you need, they need to be able to get multiple outs, and righty-lefty doesn't really. So it actually changes it from the – from the hitting side, too, in teams where how do you pinch hit now? Like, do you pinch hit? Knowing that a guy can't come in or they can't take a guy out, it's interesting because that would have changed the whole dynamic in that game last night that we wouldn't have known. And as far as Flaherty goes, it's yet to be proven, but I think not having your ace prepared for game one, having scored 10 runs in the top of the first inning, I hope it doesn't come back to bite them, but if you another situation, if you left that kid in there because he wanted to pitch, I don't know why you have managers then at that particular point.
Yeah, listen, I mean, he threw 104 pitches. I don't understand why he threw 104 pitches. Now, if you want to tell me that he was warmed up and he had the mindset that he was going to start and all that, fine. Hmm. Turn it into a throw day for him. Turn him into an opener and get one or two. I mean, they scored another run in the second, Joe. They scored another two in the third. Okay? Yep. So you're telling me by the time it hit the bottom of the third and the Cards were up 13-0, you didn't have faith that you couldn't get, you know, at that point, what was 21 extra outs, another seven innings with and then still have Flaherty ready to go for what would be game one against the Nats at home now? I think it was a missed opportunity to not adjust and to go kind of bullpen day with it and keep your main weapon ready to go for now, one potentially 147 in the NLCS.
Right. Listen, I'm with you. I think I got no pray. He threw 117 pitches in this first go around, right? In game, was it game two? He went, 117. And then you let if you want to let him go 30, 40 pitches, you want to let him go two innings, you know, just to make sure that it's everything's cool. Okay. Yeah. Then great. No problem. It's a bullpen session. You can let him go out. But you let it, like you said, over 100
pitches. 104
pitches. on a guy that is your future eight? Like, why in this day and age of trying to pretend, why would you allow that to happen? It blows me. They weren't coming back. Like, how little confidence must you have in your bullpen?
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. And I was saying this right off the bat. And to be quite honest, you know, I was listening to it on the radio because I was in my car. And they were saying it on the radio broadcast also. You know, like, oh, maybe you don't even need to bring out Flaherty anymore. Right. And I can understand he did the full warm up. He's ready to go mentality. And whoever you would have tapped to be like, hey, you're up now. I understand that. OK, but over the course of the two innings, you could have adjusted. There's no reason for him to have thrown 104 pitches, Joe. That's Wednesday. Now he's done until Monday, right? Normal rest would be Monday. And this series is slated to go Friday, Saturday. Rest travel day Sunday. He can't go until game three, and that means he's going to get one, maybe two starts in the series. You had an opportunity to have your horse be able to go out there three times, and you used him up when you were up by literally double digits in game five.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But again, you know, no harm, no foul if it doesn't affect what happens coming up in the next.
We'll see
but
if there's
I don't know
a
how it doesn't. Like, that's your ace. And it'll be interesting, too, to see what the rotation is now for the Washington Nationals. Because, listen, 5- and 7-game series are two different animals. The way you go about it, the way you're going to schedule it, two totally different things. So the National League will start on Friday, right? We'll start tomorrow. American League on Saturday. And, you know, if you're the Nationals, is it Sanchez? Like, you just... You know, do you come back with Scherzer in game one? Because that would give him, what, 3 days rest?
When did he go again?
Game four was
Monday, right? That was Monday? They traveled Tuesday. They played Wednesday. So that was Monday.
Yes, they play. Yes, exactly.
Yep. And natural, normal rest on a Monday start would be going again Saturday. So that would be game two. So I think they got to go Sanchez.
So you start saying, okay,
Corbin.
That's crazy. Yeah, Corbin, rather. Well, Corbin pitched again last night. So,
but only an inning, right?
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Like, so do you, if you go, Strasburg's not going to go there until game three, I think, right? The way it works out there is that at the very earliest, you're going to bring in Strasburg on game three. If you let Scherzer sit back, and again, this is the beauty of a 7-game series, right? That it's not life or death. You've got to win one out of the next two in St. Louis, right? I mean, is that the approach? So, you give these guys an extra day rest and go with Sanchez at that point?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, because then you want to line it up. And here's the other – my question is also, Joe, some teams would opt because of the rest days and the travel days. When I say 1, 4, and 7, that's doable, right, for your true ace to get three starts, okay?
Right.
But if they like those three guys, then, or if they like four guys, in effect, right, with Sanchez, then it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the three guys get a second start, so everyone gets two starts. The 1, 4, 7 is if you're going to try to push it so one, you know, true elite guy can make three starts. It doesn't look like that's what the Nationals would do. Okay, so yeah, they'll just keep those guys in their order.
Yeah, and I listen, matchups are going to be important here due to the fact that, listen, they have, anytime you've got Scherzer, Strasburg, and then you mix in, you know, Corbin, that I think starting pitching edge Washington Nationals, right? Corbin, yeah. Scherzer, Strasburg, you've got Flaherty, you've got Wainwright, and then you've got what exactly? If you're Hudson, like, what do you got coming if you are to match up? And Wainwright, there's no substitute for experience. One of the biggest game pitchers. Wainwright, though, keep in mind, a hell of a lot better at home than he was on the road. So I think I want Wainwright pitching in game one or two, regardless. Like, that's who I want. And he would be next up anyway, I think, because he'd be pitching right after Flaherty. So you got Wainwright, the guy who's been there, done that, going game one for the Cards. And if you're going outside of Scherzer, advantage Cardinals here, man, I think, in game one, having Wainwright at home.
Yeah. I could see that unless the Nationals, we don't know who the Nationals have announced or anything like that, you know, for game one. We're assuming that's the way they're going to go. But honestly, unless Flaherty's on the mound for St. Louis, I'm going to say Washington has the advantage in starting pitching. You know, I think Washington has the advantage in starting pitching. I think Washington has the advantage in their bats also. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because this is the narrative that the Cardinals have been up against all season long, right? And they just keep on winning. But I think the Nationals are a stronger team in most facets, maybe except for the bullpen.
Yeah, well, certainly they're a better hitting team, right? I mean, I think it's not
better hitting, better starting pitching. So
better starting pitching. I think the bullpen is better for the Cards. I think they got a leg up there. And listen, hats off to the Nationals bullpen last night, who did exactly what we've been waiting for them to do all year, which was come into the game. Doolittle comes in, closes the door. The Nationals bullpen showed up last night and delivered in one of the biggest moments all year, a thing that they have not done for most of the year. So congratulations there. I think it's going to be a fun series. I definitely think it's got the makings because of these two teams. There's not one overwhelming, it's not the Dodgers. I think the home teams are going to be favorited from a betting perspective. And I think, the away teams are going to be dogs. And I think that's just going to hold true regardless of what happens in this series. Expect the Cards to come out and be slight favorites to start, unless, of course, Scherzer and Strasburg come in there. And then that you might have the opportunity to back a home dog in maybe a game or two there.
Yeah. And don't forget, Mikolas would be the other.
Ah, that's right. Yes.
I knew there was one more. It would be Mikolas. Yep. And he's good, but I'm leaning Washington in that matchup unless it's Flaherty on the mound.
Unless it's, I agree with you. Flaherty is a different, he's on a different level. And he showed
it
again.
He's the one that's at that level. That's like a Corbin level as well.
He showed it too again yesterday, guys. There was, he was in there
107 pitches. Joey showed it.
Damn. Dude. Yeah. Right. And it still only got him to what? The sixth inning?
Got through six.
They got him into the sixth inning. So it is set. And so is, of course, the Yankees, who are just sitting there patiently watching all of this happen here, giving time for the champagne to wear off a little bit. And,
kill your hand after you get banged by a champagne bottle.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I was going to ask about that. He said, Chapman said, listen, my hand should be okay. All right. It should be good to go. It'll be ready to rock and roll. But again, that's exactly the kind of crap that ends up ruining, right? It ends up ruining postseasons because of the, what are you doing with a champagne bottle? Like, how are you hurting your hand on a champagne bottle?
I have no idea. Maybe, like how they try and pop the cork, maybe with knives sometimes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could you imagine a steak knife trying to pull off the...
I don't know.
Dude, you got that much money, guys. Other people should be cracking the champagne
open
for you.
Should the bottle be popped already? And sitting on ice in the locker?
Exactly.
Whatever.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll talk some Thursday night football, too. We'll cover the numbers coming up on Make It Rain.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Champagne showers, popping in the club, we light it up. shout out to the celebratory Major League Baseball teams, the Cardinals and the Nationals last night. Winners of Game 5 getting to advance to play for the National League title. And then, of course, big shout out to Aroldis Chapman and apparently Gary Sanchez. Gary Sanchez, I guess, has no idea how to drink champagne because he would swig it, then spit it out, swig it. It was just a bit disgusting from what I understand. And Chapman somehow or another is popping bottles of champagne and hurting his hand. So a little bit of champagne fouls going on here. And you'd be absolutely crazy. It's like not wearing goggles in a place. Like if you're a reporter, by the way, all right, have a good idea that you're either going to get beer or champagne poured over your head if you're going into the locker room. Like, wear the damn goggles. Nobody wants to watch you report from the locker room where you can't, you know, you look like a drowned rat. It's like, come on, man. How many of these you got to be through before you realize that I am probably going to get drenched in champagne, Dane?
Well, Joe, if you happen to be Tim McCarver and you happen to be in a locker room with Deion Sanders, you may need more than just goggles, if you know what I'm talking about, Joe. All right. So, yes, a lot of things go on in there, and you have to be prepared. You also have to be prepared to face the team you may have been talking smack about, Joe. Yes. You know what I'm talking about. You think all of our Make It Rain listeners know what I'm talking about, McCarver and Deion?
I'm trying to see if I can find it. That is awesome. But yes, you're right. You've got to have the
goggles ready. You can't be wearing white.
You really can't.
You know, it's going to be an atmosphere. That's right.
It's going to be a crazy atmosphere. And we did, by the way, to follow up, we were talking about how the rule of the relief pitchers now, when you bring them in, they got to have at least a 3-batter minimum. It's interesting. We were talking about how that would have affected, but that's happened in 2020, apparently. So,
or the end of the inning. So you can come in to get the last out of an inning, and you don't have to face one or two more batters to start the next inning. If you close out an inning, you're good to go.
Also. Oh, it is. Okay. So it's per inning. Per inning. Okay. So that game doesn't happen the way it does. Yep. That changes everything. Yep, changes everything. Interesting. Changes the way you handicap, too. Hour number two coming up.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.